Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, here in this country, it is Memorial Day, which means for many Americans, it's a time to relax, maybe barbecue or spend some time at the beach. But this holiday is all about remembering the men and women who were killed in the nation's wars. And we want to do that right now with Joshua Carroll, who served as an Air Force captain in Afghanistan. He just marked the 5th anniversary of the death of his friend, Air Force Lieutenant Roslyn Roz Schulte. She was killed by an IED in Afghanistan in May 2009. Josh is with us from NPR in Washington. Josh, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Will you still wear a bracelet with Roz's name on it?
I do. It's a great reminder of all the sacrifices that Roz made and thousands of other Americans on behalf of this country. And it gives me a lot of inspiration to face a lot of the challenges that are ahead of me. And, Roz has been the impetus for a lot of the things that I've done in my life since she passed away. And I don't ever foresee myself not wearing this bracelet.
Well, tell us a little bit about her and who she was and why she remains so important to you on this Memorial Day.
Roz was just the most thoughtful, compassionate, probably the best officer I've been around, and I've been around a lot. And she was exceptional. I have somewhat of an ego, and I'm not afraid to say that she was more capable than I was. She was most liked probably in our squadron. She was the smartest person in the room always, but she wasn't so smug about it that she had to say that she was the smartest. Everyone just kind of knew. And she had this personality that just attracted a lot of people to her. And she was a born leader. But even more so, she was a great friend. And I can't not think about her and how great of a person that she was. And as I mentioned, she's just been such an inspiration for me and a lot of the things that I've done since leaving the military.
Well, she was only 25 years old when she was killed. What do you think she'd be doing now if she were still alive?
Well, excuse the hyperbole, but I think she was capable of doing anything. And I genuinely mean that. I was a first lieutenant when we worked together. She was a second lieutenant. So in theory, I outranked her. But I remember looking at her one day, we were in a briefing and thinking, if we make this a career, that's not going to last very long. I'm going to be calling her Colonel Schulte or General Schulte, and I'll have to salute her one day. But I think that she could have been a great CEO. She could have been a great educator. She could have been a great congressman, senator, whatever she wanted to put her passion towards. And certainly in the military, in her short time in the military, she put her passion in putting people first. And I can't think of a single person that didn't respect her. And when she spoke, people certainly listened.
What was she doing in Afghanistan?
She was the foreign disclosure officer. So she went around the country traveling to various remote, austere locations to help the intelligence sharing piece with our Afghan partners. So it was clearly a dangerous job, one that she assumed she understood to be risky, and one that obviously cost her life.
Memorial Day is a national holiday, and we all can remember those who have served and died for the country on this day. But it sounds like a very personal holiday for you.
Yes, it is. And, I don't mean to lessen the importance of the holiday, but for myself and thousands of other veterans across this country, Memorial Day is every day. Every single day I wake up and every time I go to bed. And, for myself, I'm going to go to the Outer Banks this summer, as I have for the past few summers, and spend time on the beach. And, in a way, I don't think that that's disrespectful. I certainly understand people wanting to partake in the festivities and the cookouts. And I think, in a way, in a bigger picture, the people who put themselves in harm's way, like Roz did, they did that so that we can kind of continue on with our lives and do those things. I'm a member of IAVA, which is Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. And so for the past couple of years, we've asked other fellow Americans to go silent for 1 minute out of that day on Memorial Day. So step away from the Blackberries or the iPhones or the technology and just remember all the people who've made that ultimate sacrifice, like Roz.
Do you think that Americans have gotten too far away from the sacrifices of the military, that it's very possible to live in this country and not even notice that people are at war?
Yes, absolutely. And I think about all of the struggles that veterans kind of face, all those challenges that are before us. You've probably heard of the VA backlog and the VA scandal that's happening right yeah. now. I think we're just so far removed as a country that, yeah, we have obviously forgotten about people are still in Afghanistan right now, and people are still struggling and trying to get medical attention. It's problematic, but you know, I think the basic question is, if we can't afford to take care of veterans, I'm not really sure who in this country we can afford to take care of. I certainly see it as a bipartisan issue. I don't see see why there's so much consternation concerning it. But in the favor of people who haven't served, obviously, I think it's an education piece, and I just don't think that there's been enough. Enough people understanding, you know, the complexities of this long war. We've been at war for, you know, over a decade. I certainly don't hold it against anyone for not being knowledgeable or for kind of carrying on with their lives.
Well, hopefully people will take at least that minute today to think about those who have served and died for this country. Joshua Carroll, who was an Air Force captain in Afghanistan, remembering today his friend, Air Force Lieutenant Roslyn Roz Schulte, who was killed there just over 5 years ago. Josh, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jeremy.
And while we're celebrating Memorial Day in this country, in Paris, the French are gathering today to mark the 100th anniversary of World War I, and they'll be paying tribute to the Lafayette Squadron, a group of valiant young American pilots who fought in World War I with the Allies even before the U.S. officially entered the war. That story is coming up later on All Things Considered. You're listening to Here and Now. It's Here and Now. Today, President Obama marked Memorial Day with a trip to Arlington National Cemetery. Arlington opened 150 years ago to hold the dead from the Civil War.
Over that century and a half, in times of war, in times of peace, Americans have come here to pay tribute not only to the loved ones who meant the world to them, but to all our heroes, known and unknown. Here, in perfect military order, lie the patriots who won our freedom and saved the Union. Here, side by side, lie the privates and the generals who defeated fascism and laid the foundation for an American century. Here lie the Americans who fought through Vietnam and those who won a long twilight struggle against communism. And here in Section 60 lie men and women who gave their lives to keep our homeland safe over more than a decade of war in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, among the more than 400,000 graves at the cemetery in Arlington is Benjamin Tiffner's. He was killed in Iraq in 2007. Andrew Slater was Ben's best friend. Andrew also served in Iraq as an army officer. And today he's still in Iraq, serving in a different way. He teaches English at the American University of Iraq in Soleimani, and he joins us via Skype to remember his friend. Andrew, welcome, and tell us more about your friend Ben Tiffner.
Well, Ben and I did just about everything together from 2004 up to 2006. And I went to Iraq first. I came home, and we were set to go back to Iraq together in 2007. And I was going to be just a month behind him. So I thought I was just going to see him again in a couple weeks when I got there. And then a week before I deployed for the third time to Iraq, I got the word that he'd been killed in Baghdad.
How did he die?
Ben was on a convoy returning to his fire base. He was crossing a bridge when his truck was struck by a bomb. It was one of the very new type of deadly bombs that we were seeing that year. And I believe he was killed instantly. It was just 2 weeks after he'd gotten there. So it was a real shock.
What should we know about him for those of us who didn't know him personally?
Well, Ben was the kind of officer that made other officers feel very guilty, just because he was so focused, he was so dedicated, but he was not outspoken about it. He was a quiet professional, and he took care of his soldiers. His guys loved him, and he knew that was a really big part of his job. But even as focused as he was on his job, he was just a great human being. He was generous to his friends. He was very intelligent, and he really thought very deeply about what it was we were doing there. He didn't just take anything for granted. You know, I miss him.
Do you remember the last conversation you had with him?
Yeah. We had a barbecue before he left, and we were talking about what was happening over there. 2006 and 2007 were terrible years, and we talked a lot about how sectarian violence was tearing Baghdad apart, and that some people were getting too fixed on the people that were attacking Americans instead of the people that were attacking Iraqis, Iraqi citizens. And I had just gotten back, and he was really picking my brain about how things were and what was working and what wasn't. And I just knew he was really focused on doing his job well when he got over there. And but it was a more casual conversation than you normally have with somebody leaving, because I figured, well, I'm just going to see you in a couple weeks. Hmm. But it didn't turn out that way.
Did he believe in the mission?
Ben did. Yeah, he, we didn't have any illusions about, you know, what a mess the war was and what it had turned into. You know, and by that point, debate about the invasion was kind of irrelevant to what it was we had to get over there and do, day in and day out. But, you know, he knew he could make a difference over there, and I know he felt very strongly that he could do some real good in the position that he was in. But he was a realist. He knew he didn't have any illusions about what was happening and the course the war had been taking.
I'm imagining that on this Memorial Day, Ben is not the only service member that you will be remembering, especially given the fact that you're still in Iraq, which remains very dangerous in parts. Who else are you going to be thinking about today?
A friend of mine named Sean Mullen died last June in Helmand Province in Afghanistan. We served together in 5th Group, and he was just a great, sharp, professional guy, soft-spoken, but very, very hardworking. And Sean was just a really sharp, funny guy. And he became a warrant officer after I got out, he was in my old company when he died last year in Afghanistan. But mostly this year, and I know it's not service related, but I had two soldiers that I served with in the 82nd who killed themselves since they left the service. Hmm. And when I got back in 2004, you know, I really thought about how lucky we were that we didn't lose anybody on two tours. But, you know, I guess I didn't think about how much a lot of the things we went through stuck with some of the guys. And it was really hard to hear about what happened to them.
Well, you're still in Iraq. Does that make it easier for you to stay there? Because people may be wondering why you decided not to come back.
I'm here in a totally different capacity as a teacher now. So it feels very different, and it feels good, to be here doing something else. But it does help me keep some perspective on Iraq, and, you know, the memories of it don't become too big in my head, because it's still, you know, it's a place where I still am every day now. So it's been very healing to be here the last 2 years as a teacher.
Is it healing to have a day like Memorial Day each year where you can just take a day and remember those that we've lost?
Well, it's not my favorite day of the year.
Yeah.
I think it's necessary, but it's I don't think it's anybody's favorite day of the year.
That's Andrew Slater, who served three tours of duty as an Army officer in Iraq. He's been remembering several of his friends, but earlier on in the conversation, Army Captain Ben Tifner, who was killed while serving in the Iraq War. Andrew, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
This is Here and Now.